This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I am so glad. You know, a number of years ago when I did some of my very first broadcasts in prime time in the evenings, we didn't do daytime radio at that time, I introduced this concept called the Ladies Lounge. And all it was, because talk radio is this very male-dominant industry. In fact, if you look at the demographics, something like 90% of all the hosts that are in talk radio or male, and if you look at the demographics of the audiences that they target, 99% of all talk stations target men in terms of what they are doing for a program. And I said to myself at the time, we are missing out on far too many voices that are not being included in this conversation simply because we don't have enough women joining the discussion. And so I made a commitment then that on all of my platforms, at any time I had a microphone, I was going to, as often as possible, incorporate a female perspective, because I think we are a better society when both sides of the brain are speaking to the big issues of the day. And I give you that backstory to tell you this, that when I had tonight's special guest on my show for the very first time, I knew that she had so much to say, and I knew that she needed more places to say it. And it was with great honor I asked Nicole Sapphire to become more regularly involved with all things Kevin McCullough Radio and Radio Night Live. And Nicole, I'm very honored to be with you on this particular evening, because next Tuesday, your second book, and I predict it's going to be a bestseller right out of the chute. Happen to have some insight on these things, and I'm not going to shy away from this. My audience is very, very smart, and they've helped many authors do very well. And we've been talking about your new book, Panic Attack. Nicole Sapphire, of course, is not only the national best-selling author for Make America Healthy Again, which, come on, you have your debut book published during COVID, and it still becomes a bestseller. That's saying something. But she also has a 300-page new work that I think is going to be the seminal, defining work on what happened as it pertains to COVID and politics intertwining, and the media, by extension, echoing some narrative. And Nicole, we're just excited and thrilled with you to see this book drop next Tuesday, and I can't wait to see the action on the early weeks, because you and I have talked a lot off air, but you've got so much to say, and just a big congrats to start the evening.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, wow, that was quite the introduction. But as you mentioned, you know, my book coming out, it's a long one. I mean, it's not encyclopedia long, but you've seen a lot of these like kind of almost like pamphlets and white pages come out over the course of the year when people have put together information. And I didn't want to do that. I wanted to investigate it all. I wanted to go from the beginning until bring us right through to where we are right now to make sure that I'm able to provide as much information and as much truth to people as possible.
And if you're just joining us, Nicole Sapphire, of course, an attending physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering, which is, in my estimation, one of the nation's premier cancer treatment hospital systems, and doing a great job there. She is a radiologist. She gives bad news to people often, but she always bases it on facts, and she's able to oftentimes point them in very hopeful directions because of it as well. Nicole, let's talk about, let's go to a very hot flash point, and I think it kind of typifies the entire debate surrounding COVID. And that was early on, you know, there were some political steps that were taken. The president shut down travel, and there were some people that called him xenophobic for doing so. And we were trying to get a handle on how fast the infection would spread and the virus would go here in the U.S. It got pretty serious pretty quickly. I think it was January 29th of 2020 when President Trump shut down the flights to China. Europe followed pretty much on those heels within a week or so. And then we really had to start battling the battle of fighting the virus here on the homeland. And there was this word that popped up called hydroxychloroquine. And I think from that moment on, everyone that looked at this said, wow, there's a strong difference of opinion here. And they didn't, because the media was playing this kind of certain role, they weren't really sure what to believe about it. You deal a lot with that issue in this book. Tell us what happened.
You know, I talk about the early on, some of the things you just mentioned. I talk about the very first cases of coronavirus in China. I talk about some of the cover-up, some of the whistleblower accounts, how they were silenced, and then what happened once the virus actually, you know, came upon our shores. But as you mentioned, hydroxychloroquine, when I started writing about it, hydroxychloroquine itself was just part of a chapter. But then the more research I did, the more astounding and really just flabbergasted I became to see what really happened with it. It was deserving of its own chapter. So chapter 5, hydroxychloroquine, silenced hope or a dangerous hoax. And I'll tell you, I go through it. I go through it on a scientific level. I also break down the chronological order of really, where did this controversy come from? You have this medication that's been used for decades safely, that's all of a sudden being studied all across the world for its treatment against COVID-19. And all it took was President Trump to mention it during one of those famous White House press briefings for him to turn into the anti-science villain and Dr. Fauci the white knight hero. And it's incredible in the fact that if you look at it, remdesivir, which Dr. Fauci mentioned, and then hydroxychloroquine, which President Trump mentioned, they were both being investigated as potential treatments.
Right.
But this series of events that occurred after that, which actually led into fraudulent data being used by some of the most renowned academic institutions and publishing of fraudulent studies by some of the most renowned journals, actually had to be retracted because that knee-jerk anti-Trumpism inserted itself, and it inserted itself so much that it was creating fraud science. And it's it's pretty incredible what occurred there. And I hope that I've laid it out in a fact-based manner that people can educate themselves and really understand what happened there. And I'll tell you, it's disturbing.
It was very interesting at the time, Nicole, because this is contemporary enough history that I can remember exactly what we were doing on my radio show at the time. And some doctors that had somewhat appeared to look like early success with hydroxychloroquine, we talked to some researchers that were studying it in more like lab settings. We talked to doctors that were using it in outpatient settings. And what you said about those reputable medical journals and those reputable medical institutions blew me away, because I knew that on some level, and it wasn't a silver bullet to cure everything about COVID at one point in time, but it certainly wasn't the know-nothing that these institutions and outlets were making it out to be. When we come back, let's expand on that. And friends, tonight is all about celebrating panic attack. It's Dr. Nicole Sapphire's brand new book. It hits the streets next Tuesday. You're going to want to get your copy reserved now. If you want to sign one, you can go to Premier Collectibles and order one there. But a very special edition of Radio Night Live with Nicole Sapphire as we continue. And as we continue, I just want to make sure that we alert you here on Radio Night Live and what's happening in this great response from those of you that have been involved with us for the CSI effort to liberate slaves. I am so proud, as I was able to report in the first hour tonight, that 109 slaves have been liberated by those of you that have taken up our challenge. 888-342-1010. If you would like to help us, we have 83 more women's names on the list of slaves that we can help liberate this
spring, and I would love for you to help us do that right now. $250 not only grants the liberation, but then gives them all of the tools necessary to begin their life all over again in South Sudan. So if you have been thinking about it, if you've been listening to us, if you've watched the numbers grow as we started out with just a handful of slaves liberated, and now more than 109 have been spoken for. The list started out with 192 names on it. There are 83 names left. That's how many we have yet to rescue, and I'm hoping that we can do that as quickly as possible. Would you call this number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. We've got more coming up on tonight's show with Dr. Nicole Sapphire. I cannot wait for you to hear more of what she has to say as it relates to Panic Attack, her best-selling book. But before we go any further, would you make that call and help someone who cannot help themselves right now? 888-342-1010. Now, if you'd like to give online, you can do that easily, too. Just go to csi-usa.org, csi-usa.org, and if you scroll down, you'll see a picture of Kevin McCullough. You can just click on that and punch through to give a gift that way as well. But if you'd like to talk to someone, the good old phone line is open. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And next week, Kristen B. Tate, Chris Tomlin, Lady A, all joining us in the weeks to come. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can't sleep. You can't eat. There's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Another kiss. So honored to have Dr. Nicole Sapphire with us tonight, and I'm so excited for the release of her book. We've been talking about it in our conversations on air, and it is finally here. Next Tuesday, it drops on the street. You can get that at your local favorite bookseller. You can also order it online, and if you want a signed copy, they've got them available at Premier Collectibles, and I'm sure that Dr. Sapphire will be letting us know when and where we can go and have her sign a copy, at least in the New York area, which she's got some events coming up from time to time as well. We'll ask her about that. But my colleague in talk radio, and I'm sorry, Dr. Sapphire, I really am. I apologize that Brian Kilmeade was the best you could get to represent the talk radio industry, and please tell him I said that when you see him next. But he says, and I'm joking. For those of you that don't know, Brian and I are buddies. We go way back. In Panic Attack, Dr. Sapphire follows the science, not fear. Takes out the politics and brings some reality to this once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. It's a must-read for people who want to lead their life smartly but boldly. And I couldn't agree with Brian Moore on that point. Dr. Sapphire, we were talking about hydroxychloroquine, and there were a couple of things. You mentioned Dr. Fauci. And I remember at the time, there were a couple of things that were interesting about Dr. Fauci and hydroxychloroquine. One was, in the research for SARS and COVID viruses in the past, the National Institutes of Health that he has overseen for some period of time and was overseeing it at the time, actually had recommended hydroxychloroquine as a potential therapeutic for past COVID viruses, no?
To be honest, the antiviral effects of hydroxychloroquine have been proven. I mean, that is not in question. That was never in question because they're known. They've been known for a long time. It's just whether or not they worked against the specific coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2. And unfortunately, what was happening was, you were mentioning that, you know, a lot of people were kind of just using it because, you know, we heard that it was being used elsewhere. A study came out of China right away. It was observational, so of course it can be criticized, but it was showing that the people being hospitalized with COVID-19 tended not to be the ones who were also being seen by the rheumatology clinic on hydroxychloroquine. So they put an association there that it may be protective. Now, again, it may be protective, but because it wasn't that large randomized control trial that Dr. Fauci oh so loves, it was heavily criticized. But here's the problem with that. Here's the criticism of Dr. Fauci. Mind you, he's a very respectable individual, very smart, worked for in many administrations for decades. But the problem is, he's a scientific purist. And he, sometimes that can be far too rigid. And while it's wonderful when you're doing research, the kind of long, laborious research that really we need for science, that is not what we need during times of crisis. That old guard medical establishment and really got in the way of us being able to make decisions on the fly. And that's why I think, retrospectively, you know, he's criticized a lot. He wasn't able to really evolve with his opinions as new data was coming forward because he kept saying that he needed to wait for those big studies. And unfortunately, time was of the essence. People were dying every day. Thousands of people were dying every day.
Right.
And, you know, you mentioned the NIH and, you know, something else that I really go into in the book, which can be seen as very controversial. It itself is an entire chapter because it's worthy of a chapter. It's exploring the origin of the virus because people keep talking about it. You know, did it arise from bats in caves, then it went through an intermediate host, then it went to humans. But you can't deny the coincidence that the Wuhan Institute of Virology is about 10 miles away from where the outbreak began, and there has been years of data showing that they're working with the very similar virus, and they were doing mutations to the virus to see if they can increase its virulence. Very similar mutations that are in the circulating virus. So I investigate that. I talk to some virologists, and, I talk about possibilities. What's possible? What's probable? And, what are some things that they didn't necessarily want you to know? And yes, the NIH has funded some of this research. And so for Dr. Fauci to sit and argue with Senator Paul a couple weeks ago about it, I mean, the truth is, yes, that, the lines may have been crossed, but, gain of function research in itself is not bad. Yes, it's controversial, but, it's necessary for certain things in science, but to deny its existence or that they were involved in its existence, well, I don't think that that's being wholly transparent.
Well, and that speaks to part of the big problem here, right? So we're trying to manage information based on how it's going to make things look as opposed to how it truly affects the scenario. And if you're talking about medical pandemic and deaths of hundreds of thousands of people, we need to know the truth. Good, bad, dirty, indifferent. We need to know, is this actually going to work or not? And did we do these things? And if there were mistakes made, I know that we're in like the uber litigious world that we live in, but to your point, I don't think it does us any good for Dr. Fauci to pretend as though these things don't happen. To say that they happen and explain why they happen, and allow us to process what that means. I think we're big enough people, Dr. Sapphire, to be able to handle the truth. It's sometimes I get very worried that politicians believe that we can't, that they have to somehow prepackage it for us so that we can be somewhat nullified and go about our business kind of in a dazed state, if you will.
This is the exact reason I wrote this book. I think Americans deserve to know the truth. I think Americans deserve to make their own informed opinions. I don't think that we should be swayed by the media, because the media continues to distort the science to fit certain narratives, and politicians are doing the same thing. That was the entire impetus behind writing this book. I gave all the facts. It is not partisan whatsoever. I talk about the pros and cons of all of the issues that became controversial. If you have those facts, then you can put together your own informed opinions.
Right.
And you're not having to be swayed by other people who really just want you to, jump on their bandwagon.
Yeah. Friends, we're talking about the brand new book, Panic Attack. I got mine today. In fact, just minutes before we sat down to do tonight's show, it was waiting for me in a delivery on my front door stoop, and I was so thankful to get it, and I look forward to delving into it for myself personally in the days to come. It's subtitled Playing Politics with Science in the Fight Against COVID-19. The title is Panic Attack. Nicole Sapphire, MD, is its author, and I want you to go get a copy, and I want you to arm yourself with the information. We talk about this all the time, right? If you want to live a life that is based on clarity, you have to understand what the facts are. But understanding facts outside of context doesn't really help. So you need to know what the facts are, what they mean, and why they matter. And if you put those three things together, you gain clarity. That helps you, and that's why we're here. Anyway, go to Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, get your favorite bookseller to give you a copy, get it tonight. It's Radio Night Live. Coming right back. And so grateful to have Dr. Nicole Sapphire for the majority of the hour tonight on the Ladies Lounge. But friends, I want to remind you that tonight's broadcast being brought to you in part by my good friends at Balance of Nature. Dr. Douglas Howard and company have seen to it that they have provided the perfect balance of some 31 fruits and vegetables, 16 fruits, 15 vegetables. And when taken together, the chemistry that they provide your body and your nutritional immune boosting system is just really remarkable. For me personally, it was the getting rid of chronic bronchitis over years. But why don't you call and start and see for yourself. 1-800-246-8751 and use promo code KMC when you call. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United Nations Security Council has called on Israel and Hamas to fully adhere to a ceasefire agreed upon earlier this week. The statement from the council issued Saturday also urged humanitarian aid to be sent to the Palestinian civilian population in Gaza. It was the council's first public statement on the conflict that saw 11 days of fighting between Israel and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. The United Nations announced Friday that it was releasing $22.5 million in humanitarian aid to Gaza. And for the seventh straight year, the Atlantic hurricane season has gotten underway earlier than normal. Subtropical Storm Ana became the first named Atlantic storm of the year, forming near Bermuda. The storm, currently carrying sustained winds of around 40 miles per hour, is expected to head farther out into the Atlantic over the weekend. The official start of the Atlantic hurricane season isn't until June 1st, and it's not expected to be as busy as last year. The latest forecasts call for between 13 and 20 named storms in 2021, with five of them strengthening into major hurricanes. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Of all the boys, 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 boys.
And now,
boys,
back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
So grateful to have you with us. I am so appreciative of the voice of Nicole Sapphire and what she's attempted to do in the releasing of her new 300, and what do I have here? Well, I guess it's not 300 pages. I thought it was 300 pages. It's almost 300 pages. What was the word count, Nicole? Because on all my three book deals, they always gave me a word count to aim at. I don't think I kept it to underneath that. But what was the word count on your book?
I have no idea. All I
really?
Know is if any goal was set, I far exceeded it, and we cut it back. And I will tell you, so I did my own audio version of this book, which I didn't do for the last one, but
right.
I took a poll, and people said they wanted to hear my voice. Well, when you have an entire chapter on the Chinese Communist Party and potential cover-up, there are a lot of Chinese names. which I have a whole new respect for their language. It is
very difficult.
Did you
have to get a tutor? Did you bring in a pronunciation guide for the Chinese chapter?
I did. And let me tell you, I'm sure I still messed it up. So I apologize ahead of time. But I tried really hard. But it was definitely, it's long, but it seems long, but there's so much information in
right.
it that there was nothing else you could cut out.
What I've appreciated about how you've laid it out is that if I have a question, say, about lockdowns or face masks or hydroxy, there's a section I can go to and quickly access what you've researched and put into it. And from that point of view, I think it's going to become almost reference material for people that are going to be studying this far into the years to come. But it's friends, I would still recommend that you get a copy, whether you need it to reference anything or not. But I found that particularly helpful in my looking at it over the last little bit. I want to ask you about some of those other things, Nicole, because we've covered some of this territory in the past, but for people that are listening brand new tonight, I think it's always helpful. You heard the president say in 2020 that we can't allow the cure to become worse than the disease. And people took a political view of what he had to say about that, and of course he was mocked and utterly ridiculed for being anti-science and all the other things they called him. But the examination of that statement on its merits, did the cure become worse than the disease in aspects, and if so, in which ways, and if not, tell me why it didn't. But what's your view of how we responded versus now some of the struggles that we're dealing with as we're trying to emerge from the pandemic?
I mean, oh my gosh, look at what's going on right now. You have people who are unwilling to take off their mask. They're saying because it's a habit now, they don't want to do it. And even you have even Dr. Fauci that came forth saying that he continued to wear a mask for optics. Well, hold on a second. We've gotten to a very dangerous situation where people are associating certain things that we did to try and lessen the spread of the illness with political parties. You know, and I put out a tweet yesterday that, you know, I laugh at. I think it's funny, but it's not funny. I said, you know, I'm not sure who needs to hear this, but letting go of mask mandates does not mean you're actually giving in to Trump or giving in to a political party. It just means you're evolving with science and we're getting through this pandemic. Like, act accordingly. It's the fact that people are afraid to still go into crowds, afraid to take off their mask, yet being fully vaccinated, lowest community transmission levels in the entire pandemic, tells me that we have done severe injustice to people because they have more fear than facts.
This week, I was taking my 8 and 6-year-old to drop off for school. We're one of those fortunate districts that have 5 days a week. We had 3 days for most of the year with a hybrid model, and then in the last few weeks, we've been at 5 days. I would guess most of the spring, we've been at 5 days a week. But as I was pulling up, we had a traffic cop that was saying who could go when. He was letting the kids cross on the crosswalk. Little private neighborhood school. And there were these two boys. It was a beautiful day. There's these two boys struggling to ride their bicycle across the crosswalk of the street. And I looked up, and both of them, you know, properly attired. They had their bike helmets on. They had their backpacks. They were, you know, trying to get their bike up to full speed to come across. And then I looked at their face, and they had masks on while trying to ride their bicycle. And Nicole, I thought, oh my goodness, what are we doing? We're conditioning these kids to do things that might even end up being dangerous. We had a kid in the same school playground earlier this year that got barked at by a teacher, you know, put your mask back on. And while the young girl was at the top of a swinging motion going back and forth, she reached up to put the mask back on her face, and in letting go of the swing, fell and hit the ground on the from the top of the swinging motion. And I thought, man, the conditioning is rich. It's hardcore. It's like we're really telling them, you know, that this is really important. When we come back, respond to that scenario, and particularly the kids angle when we get to it. Friends, I can't recommend it enough. Panic Attack, Playing Politics with Science in the Fight Against COVID-19. Next Tuesday, the book drops. It's the last time Dr. Sapphire will be with us prior to that, I want you to get your copy. Go now. And if you want a signed one, they've got them at Premier Collectibles. You can look that website up and order one from there. Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
You know, one of the things that I cover in broadcast is wellness and helping you to have the information to make your life better on that front of the, you know, about half the time I talk about news and politics and the front page stuff, and the other half of the time we talk about practical life things, and there's been no more practical application in terms of subject matter over the last 2 years than the COVID virus and what's happened with it. And Dr. Nicole Sapphire has written what I believe will be the authoritative telling of what happened, not just with the virus, but how politics interfered with the process here in the United States. And she has rejoined us. And so glad to have you, Nicole, because we're on the verge of the book dropping. We've been talking about it for quite a while, and it's fun to see this day finally come about. Just before the break, I mentioned a couple of scenarios with children, and the thing that has tugged at the back of my mind through much of the last 18 months has been, are the children suffering worse than the adult population in how we've responded to it? Did politics play a role in how kids were treated during the pandemic? Do you talk about that in Panic Attack?
I mean, of course, absolutely. So, you know, I'm a mother of three, and I've watched this unfold from, you know, yes, a physician's eyes, but also a mother's eyes. My boys range from age 6 to 21. So I've seen, you know, very different behaviors amongst them. And I mean, there's so much to talk about. The initial shutdowns, pulling them out of school, to the prolonged keeping them out of school, to the insertion of the teachers' unions, to the continued mask wearing, to the wearing of masks outdoors. All of this is in the book. And yes, you would think that the teachers' union scandal just happened. But no, it did not just happen. It's been happening, and it's all in that book. When it comes to children right now, we have Fair Health data that has showed mental health, ER visits, suicide attempts, suicides, substance abuse, all up in children, and not just adolescents. I'm talking young children. This has been a detrimental to our young ones, and we are continuing it. The fact that children are still wearing masks outside, the warmer it gets, when we know at this point how little risk there is to children of COVID-19, how little transmission there is right now, and yet they are still being recommended to wear masks outdoors, it is the most anti-science and irresponsible thing that can be happening right now. And I think the biggest thing when we look back on all of this, we'll see that it was criminal behavior to the detriment of an entire generation. And I hope certain people are held accountable for their actions. I mention a lot of those people in the book.
Yeah, and I want people to get the book to read all of that. We saw that on a lot of different levels. You're talking about children there specifically, but of course in New York State, what happened with the nursing homes and the 45 days that the governor in that state specifically were putting vulnerable people at greater risk on purpose with no real prompting from anyone else. It was just his decision to do that. Did government, and I guess that's one of the things I'd like to know from your perspective, did your research show that the incentivization for, let's say, reimbursement for Medicare or Medicaid for nursing homes or for hospitals that took patients under certain conditions, did that contribute to some of the malfeasance that you identify?
Well, you know, I certainly talk about the different reimbursement rates for COVID-19, and I absolutely talk about the nursing homes. So, you know, again, anything and everything that caused damage or scandal, I dive into in there. And I can tell you that when it came to the nursing home issues, it was incredible the deception that occurred with some Democratic governors. And it wasn't just Governor Cuomo, although obviously he was the most popular one who had, you know, said some things that were not wholly true and are still not wholly true. But there were other governors as well. He was just the one highlighted. And yes, their actions led to a lot of vulnerable deaths. And, you know, to blame it on certain entities was wrong. The fact that he said the CDC recommended it, it's like, well, that's open to interpretation, but he's just manipulating certain things. But I can tell you that, you know, there was a lot of speculation in terms of the reimbursement because hospitals were getting paid more to have COVID patients. So people were questioning, were people falsely diagnosing COVID-19 so they can get paid more? And, you know, I can tell you there was some data that there was some incorrect billing occurring, but whether it was nefarious, you know, I would say that the data does not support that when it comes to just routine hospitalizations, not including the nursing home situation.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that while that even still has yet to be settled in terms of the public space in New York State, I think that a lot of people's eyes were open to why we do that in the first place, why we reimburse hospitals on that level for what they are doing in such a way that it could be manipulated. Because it should be, if we do incentivization or reimbursements, things should be done in a way in which the consumers are protected and not victimized. And it seemed to me, at least in some of the instances that I was aware of, that we just had a bad system in place, and that allowed politicians who may have had, you know, very nefarious motives or self-aggrandizing agendas to be able to exploit that for their own good, which maybe comes back to bite them now.
But Kevin, it was bigger than that. Don't forget, policymakers started telling hospitals that they had to stop taking in patients. And because of that, the hospitals were not making their own revenue. And because of that, people actually died, not from
That's
COVID,
true.
But from things that could have been treated. So
speak to that for a second, because your specialty is cancer. And I know that from conversations with you that cancer screenings and treatments just fell off the cliff.
Of course. I mean, when it came to me, so for cancer screenings, they went down to almost zero for several months, which meant for a very busy end of summer and fall. But I could tell you that we started finding cancers that should have been detected earlier, but people were too afraid to come in. People were more afraid of COVID than cancer. And when that occurs, that means that we did a terrible disservice to people, because we made them more fearful and we did not give them a real clear idea of their risk from COVID-19. We're still not giving them that. The fact that children are wearing masks outdoors while playing tells us that we have done a terrible job at communicating real risk, because the risk to children of COVID-19 is exceedingly rare. Now, when I give a couple of examples, my husband being an endovascular neurosurgeon, he had a couple of devastating occurrences that occurred during the beginning, and not from COVID, but from the consequences of what happened when the hospital administrators and state legislators shut down elective cases. And I go through that in painful detail in the book.
Yeah. Oh, that's so hard. Friends, Panic Attack is the name of it, and it defines everything that Nicole has laid out, playing politics with science in the fight against COVID-19. Okay, so for our final few minutes together, Nicole, when we come back, here's what I'd like to focus on. Where are we now? And what's the outlook? And what are the best lessons we've learned from this to maybe not let the next virus become political, if we can at all fix it? Let's talk about that as we continue. It's Radio Night Live. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and 3 stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour.
50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to ariseusa.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to ariseusa.com. That's ariseusa.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and Nicole Sapphire, stupid me, she couldn't stay for the fifth segment, but it is time for, once again, us to hear from our music artist spotlight tonight, Katy Perry. Out with Firework tonight in a couple of weeks.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hands.